The great pleasure of welcoming on SBS French, Mararo Wangai. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. Merci beaucoup.
And today we are speaking about Black Brass, the show coming to the Belvoir stage in Sydney. Tell us more about Black Brass, a voyage of discovery.
Sure. It's been quite a voyage indeed. It's been about maybe 2.5 years worth of finding this play. Because it began from interviews, about 20 hours worth of interviews that I did with Africans that I've come to call Australia home, mostly in WA, from quite varying countries across the African continent. And I used that to kind of create inspire the script. And music has always been such an integral part of this play, and getting to work with Mahmoud Seleman, who composed the amazing music that sits beside the text, just really allowed these stories to really lift and be raised to another level. And it's been such a journey of discovery in many ways, because I find I'm discovering about myself as well in creating it, because sometimes, as you'd imagine as well, being not having grown up in Australia, there's a sense of trying to belong and trying to find a sense of
resilience.
Yeah, of resilience and really trying to store something within yourself that helps you get through. Because there's days where I don't feel like being here. There's days where I feel I'm really struggling, and I really found these stories to be very life affirming. I found them to be very full of strength and also hope, and also they're also very fragile as well. And I really wanted to have all of that, because I don't think it's good enough to just try and shove positivity into everything, because we have to acknowledge that we have our ups and downs, and to really try and tell as nuanced a story as possible. And I think Black Brass is really doing that.
And in the media release, I read that you drew inspiration from interviews conducted in Perth with the Zimbabwean, Sudanese, South African, Central Congo, Mauritius, Nigerian, Congolese, and Kenyan communities. I myself am from the Mauritian community.
What a small world. In fact, the gentleman that I interviewed from Mauritius is a musician here. And I tried, and I've tried my best to keep everybody's, to be anonymous with all of my interviewees, because I feel in them sharing their stories with me, I was very clear with them that I'm not going to name anyone in the story. And it's not going to be one person's narrative in the middle of it. But they've all played a part in inspiring it. And it was amazing how many similarities I saw in my own life, in all of these other stories. It's been very rewarding in creating it as well, and challenging as well, because when you're handling people are sharing with you their most intimate life experiences. And I've been so honored and very blessed to be able to look after their stories and try my best to use them. Maybe use isn't the right word, but to acknowledge their worthiness and really apply them into a theatrical form.
And Mararo, I believe you were born in Kenya. Is that right?
Yes. I'm still Kenya. I came here when I was 18 to do my degree, and I've been here ever since, which was not the plan at all.
And you're on stage with the composer, musician, Mahamudu Seliman, and he's from French-speaking Africa?
Not at all. He's from Mozambique. Things in such a multiplicity of languages, so it's hard to pin him down. He sings in Lingala, in Xhosa, in Swahili, in Shangana, in Portuguese, in French. Mm-hmm. He's incredible.
And tell me, the show was on at the Perth International Festival this year. How did it go for you?
Oh, my Lord. I think I'm still... I only just came down from the clouds, I think, a few months ago. But it's just been such an incredible journey, because even... honestly, I don't even know where to begin. Because Zainab Syed, who was our original producer, it's such a beautiful thing when you're a writer or a creative and you have a producer that is so ambitious, that doesn't allow you to take a road that's predictable or a road that's very comfortable. She was like, Mararo, challenge yourself to create a work that can be on the highest platform. And that's Perth International Festival. It doesn't get higher than that in WA. She was like, try and create a work that we can pitch to that. And I think that in many ways really elevated what we ended up creating together. And yeah, it's ambitious. It's saying that these stories deserve to be on a bigger stage as that, and that they deserve to be shared as widely and wildly as possible.
And Black Brass, as I mentioned at the beginning, is coming to the Belvoir Theatre. Do you know the Belvoir very well?
Yes, I've never performed there, but I saw an amazing show there called The Wolves about a year and a half ago, and I love the space. It's an amazing venue. It has a really intimate. I love theatre where I'm able to really feel the audience in the room. If they're too far away as a performer, it's a lot of work to really try and get that connection. And Belvoir, I have this feeling, having only witnessed it from an audience perspective, that it'll fit perfectly with Black Brass, because it's a show that really requires a connection with the audience, that requires an acknowledgement of the audience, that requires a space that's not creating too big a divide between the story that we're telling and the people who have come to bless us with their presence.
And Mararo, what would you tell the listeners out there who would like to come and see your performance between the 6th and the 23rd of January at the Belvoir?
Well, what to say? I would say come with an open mind and come with an open heart, because these are issues that affect all of us. It's issues of migration. It's issues of trying to belong. It's issues of finding oneself, you know. And it's as you understand as well, being a fellow African as well, that we've been taught in many ways. We have a really colonial mentality in some ways, that we believe that all of our answers or that there's a paradise in the West, you know, that you come here and everything is perfect. There's a, I don't know, we're always striving to get out of the continent, and there's a severing, you know, that happens when we do that. And what happens when you leave your continent, you're trying in a new country that has its own issues and its own things to deal with.
And Mararo, tell us about some of your future projects.
To be honest, of course, being an independent artist, I really just go gig by gig. So we closed the Shakespeare's Tempest. That's been an amazing season that we did with the same director that's directed Black Brass, Matt Edgerton, who is amazing at what he does. Mm-hmm. And almost the same technical team as well. Same set designer, same lighting designer, same sound designer as well. It's been incredible. And I'm hoping to focus more on writing in 2022, and focus a lot more on getting into the film industry as well, because I don't believe in limiting myself as an artist to only wearing one hat or as a writer for stage. I really try and spread my wings as far as I can.
Mararo Wangai, thank you so much for coming on to SBS French, and best of luck for coming to the Belvoir between the 6th and the 23rd of January.
Thank you so much. I'm so looking forward to it. I hope you get a chance to join us.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. Au revoir.